Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, my name's Brian, and I'm from Arkansas. Like your show, been listening to it for the past couple of weeks and subscribed, and it's really awesome. Anyways, about 10 years ago, I was in college, and some friends and I wanted to go to this, artificial haunted hospital about an hour away, and So we were going, we were just really excited, and we got there, pulled up, and just the hospital was real creepy. It looked a lot like, I don't know if you've seen the movie, The House on Haunted Hill, like the remake. I mean, it kind of looks like that. It kind of gives you a really creepy vibe to it. But anyways, some friends and I, when we were waiting in line, there was a huge line out the door. And we decided that, we waited out and everything. So anyways, we're just talking, just chatting, goofing around and everything. And so I look up into about the third or fourth story. I think it was the fourth story. And I look in a window, and there's a looked like a woman. There was of all the rooms, there was one curtain pulled back. All the other rooms seemed to have the curtain pulled back over it and everything, and it was dark and everything, but one curtain was pulled back on the fourth floor. I looked a little bit closer, and there was, like, somebody standing there, and it looked like it was somebody with long, dark hair, dark places where the eyes are. I couldn't really make out eyes or anything. But it looked like she was wearing something white, kind of typical, like you hearing ghost stuff and everything. It looked almost like a hospital gown. So it's weird. I mean, I looked at her and looked like, her mouth was moving and everything. So I didn't think too much of it. It was creepy. But I didn't think too much of it because it was, this is a, man-made haunted place, So anyways, I turned to my friends. I'm just like, oh, man, look at there. And, of course, just like in the movies and all the stuff, we look up there and there's nobody in the window. And I was looking in the wrong window and looked at all the windows and all the curtains were back in place. So I was just like, okay, that's really weird and that's a really cool effect if that's really what it is. And, we wait in line a little bit longer and we get up to the front and the guy is, collecting money for tickets, is sitting there, and, he's just kind of, playing it up. He's giving the rules. He's like, no hitting any of the ghosts or, no punches or, keep your, hold the hands of the people next to you, stick close together, all those typical rules and everything. So, and he was kind of playing everything up as, watch out for da-da-da-da-da and all this stuff and everything. So I was just like, so I talked to the guy and I was just like, okay, well, cut the crap, guys. Let's show me what, you know, tell me is this place really haunted? And he, you know, all of a sudden he got serious. Like, you could tell he was kind of in this jovial, you know, spooky voice that, you know, prior to this, but, you know, then all of a sudden he kind of got serious and he was just like, yeah, this, this place is, you know, actually pretty haunted. And, he was just like, you know, there's a couple times we've had people at this hospital, when we were setting up the place that people would hear screams, down the hallways and they would hear doors open and shut and slam. And, you know, they would hear people talking and all this stuff when people were there all by themselves. And, and, you know, and I was like, well, you know, I asked, well, you know, what else, you know, is there anything else? And, you know, what about, you know, on the other floors? And he was just like, well, we're not allowed to be above the first floor. It's, the floor is unstable. We're only allowed to have the first floor in the basement, you know, the morgue area and everything. But the, anything above the ground floor, the first floor we're not allowed to go up because the ground is unstable. You know, it's an old hospital. You know, things could collapse on us and everything. So all the stairwells, all the elevators, every way to get up into the second floor and above were blocked off. and then he proceeded to tell me that, he was just like, but there's one thing that, you know, we get lots of reports of, and that there's this woman, that's on about the third or fourth stair. I can't remember which one floor. I can't remember which one he said. And and he was saying that you know, there's this woman, and you know, with, you know, no eyes. I mean, it's dark and everything, but, you know, she's mouthing something, and she's wearing a hospital gown. She has long dark hair, and you know, and she looked out the window, and, you know, even in broad daylight, we've had people. You know, look up at her, you know, it looks like she's trying to, you know, tell you something, but when she's telling you, you know, but when she's talking, you don't hear anything, you don't hear any noise, and it's really creepy, and when people, you know, look the other way to maybe tell somebody, she's always gone. So that's pretty much my story. It seems pretty valid to me. I wanted to look more into the hospital, but, you know, I came back the next year and the hospital was torn down. So obviously it was in pretty bad shape, but I don't know if, it was just a really creepy experience. And, I think if it is true, it's the only time I've ever seen a full bodied apparition. So anyways, that's it, and thank you for hearing my story, and maybe I'll make it on the air, and y'all keep doing what you do, and appreciate it. Have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-GHOST-13. 446-7813.